Hello, and welcome back to the Psychotic Break.
Sorry, it's such a phrase that we have not said in so long, but hi.
It's been a little bit. That's completely on us. I mean, life just kind of happened, and 1 week after another, we weren't able to post. We were both busy with exciting things. So we're back, better than ever, and we're here to share what we've been up to and to tell you where we're going.
That was such a great intro to summarize the plan of everything, but also a subtle, yeah, maybe we could return to attachment because we totally dropped off the face of the planet without any warning. I don't know if you guys were scared that we mysteriously died or something. I'm so sorry.
I think I remember posting something and being like, sorry about that short hiatus. And then we posted a few more episodes. And then this, I guess, is the long hiatus in comparison.
Very long. As we opened up this, I had the revelation we stopped basically in April of 2023, and it is in fact March 7th of 2024.
It's been almost a year. A lot has happened, and I guess we should just dive in. What have you been up to, Kimmy?
So, in weirdly, a little refresher, went to school in Canada. They have a weirder system for graduations, but I finished school in April and went home for a full month, returned in May, graduated with my sweet little BA and my minor in family studies. And after that, I traveled a little, got to recuperate post-college, started my Excel sheet. And I think, Maddie, you probably relate to the job search of an Excel sheet. Who actually responded? What is the pay grade in case I forgot? What's the actual job that I applied for? Because you start sending them out aimlessly, no thoughts. And
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spreadsheets all the way. Spreadsheets turn me on. They're really fucking great.
I'm sorry. Maddie, that was so you coded, and I loved it. Yeah, so we're an Excel family. The Psychotic Break attracts Excel users. Hello, and welcome to where you'll be accepted. And so that's what I did. And now I work at an outpatient clinic for adolescents recovering from eating disorders. So that's been super duper fun and sad and great and rewarding. A lot of feelings as I think a lot of people in mental health can relate to where it feels great one day, and then another's like, oh, I just feel like a lot of heaviness and learning to really practice all the self-care that you claim to have and actually putting into practice and not having a lot of countertransference. But as a whole, doing great, living life. I do rock climbing now,
Oh,
and that's kind of the big things.
well, that is lovely. And Kimmy, what you said about, some days super rewarding, other days really, really hard, that really is my experience also. And I mean, that I believe is the experience for most clinicians and therapists, working with people taking on that emotional burden. So rewarding, but also extremely hard. And we'll probably have an episode of how we've been coping with that and, talking about what it means to have graduated and going into the field, because that's exactly where we're at right now. So let's look back to a year ago. What was I doing? I got a new job. I was working at Evolve Treatment Centers with children struggling with drug addiction and other mental health disorders like anxiety and depression. And I transitioned to work in the same realm of residential care, but this time with foster youth. And I'm really glad I made this switch because it is a harder population to work with for me. on top of emotional struggles, they also have behavioral issues that you have to help them with. So my official title is residential behavioral specialist, which means I work with these kids on the behaviors. I'm there for when they go through a crisis and I walk them through it. And it's really rewarding, but it's also really draining. Mm. So I'm really grateful that I work 4/10s and I have a 3-day weekend, which I have starting today. The 3-day is like, I really need that to recuperate and like put in my self-care to get ready for the next week.
No, of course. Especially with residential. So a quick summary is that, and we'll get more into it now that we're like fully in it, but residential is where the kids or whatever client population you're working with is staying there essentially 24/7 until they're discharged to a form of like outpatient, which is what I do, which is they can go home, but they come back every day. And then there's the outpatient outside of that, which is being able to go back to your daily life, but you will regularly meet with a therapist and slowly titrate that down until like maybe you don't need it as much, or it's like random check-ins whenever you just feel a little bit more down.
Definitely. There's a lot of levels of care, and I'm really grateful for that because, you know, there are going to be certain kids or certain people who need that extra support, but they don't need that support forever. And realistically, we can't give it to them forever. So it's natural for them to step down to a lower form of care that's less intensive. But mine is the highest form of care. My kids live there. It's a short-term residential treatment center, or STRTP, and that means that they're there for maybe like 3 to 6 or 9 months. And compared to Evolve, they were only there for 1 to 3 months. So I was like, I laughed when they said this was short-term treatment. I was like, whoa, that's not short in my book. But in the grand scheme of things, like being there for a few months, yeah, that's pretty short-term as far as therapy can go. But what I've done for my own personal therapy is I got a cat. He is my pride and joy. I am officially a cat lady. I'm a cat mom. I physically gave birth to him. I have video proof of that. And I just love him. His name's Gravy. He's a little kitten baby. He's so sweet. He's a gray cat. That's why his name is Gravy. There's a whole story behind that that I won't get into, but he's just amazing. I love him. He's adorable. And then besides that, I did a little traveling, and big news, I'm applying to grad school, and I think I secured a spot that I'm going to take at Alliant International University.
Congratulations. Sorry to the viewers. I have also not heard this.
So basically what that means is, you know, getting into like, where are we going in life? I'm going to be a doctor in 4 to 5 years. I'm going to have my PsyD.
Holy shit. That is huge. I would love to kind of hear your process in that. So we will also get into this, but specifically if you know Maddie, or like if she's mentioned it, just having to pick between like, hey, which route did you want to go down? Because I'm kind of the opposite, where I was, I don't need anything much more. Like 2 years is good. Like my plan is just like a master's, just getting that like MFT, we're done, versus 4 to 5.
Well, Kimmy, it all begins with a spreadsheet.
So tell me more.
So I really just like listed out like different options for myself. I knew I wanted to further my education. I knew that much. And a personal like importance to me is how the difference between your master's and your PhD or PsyD, and we'll go into all of these terms probably in the next episode, but basically, the main difference is master's, you're probably going to be a social worker or a therapist. And then PsyD is you are doing that, but you get paid a little more because you have gone to school for a little longer. And then PhD is very research heavy and, you know, a lot of, you know, professorship involved. Is that a word? Professorship?
know per se, but I think in some form as in PhD, there is a fellowship of some sort, which I would want to say aligns with professorship.
So basically, master's level, you are doing the therapy. PhD, you are inventing the therapy. Mm-hmm. And I want to invent therapy targeted towards foster youth. And that doesn't currently exist, so I want it to. So that's the big reason I'm doing this. But again, lots of spreadsheets, lots of weighing the options of different schools, lots of keeping track of who responds to me, what interviews do I have. I'm so glad that's over. And that can also be another thing we talk about is how to interview for PsyD and PhD positions, because I have done that.
Yeah, they're very different. Master's in itself is very similar to undergraduate, where you will just send your applications. There might be an interview, but it's not necessarily mandatory versus having to be hands-on for research is something that you do want to feel out. Like, this person is coming into a lab space, coming into a class space. You don't have a random student that you can kind of forget about and just put and just like mark papers. It's completely different.
Right. Right. So, Kimmy, you said that master's is on the horizon for you. So do you have a timeline, or are you just working, figuring it out?
Working, but also the revelation of 26. Well, not revelation. I was aware of this. More of aging has really hit me in terms of 26. I will lose my sweet, sweet health insurance. And I don't want to deal with that. And so I am going to apply this year and then would be starting next year of the fall. So ideally, I am done by like 25 and then start. So for master's, in order to get at least licensure for an MFT, you have to get around 3,000 hours of like actual hands-on experience. So I'll probably spend like 2.5 years just accumulating that, because they're very pick and choose about what actually will go through and count as hours, because they actually will like dock some that they don't qualify. And so you also have to accumulate additional hours as like your like safety net.
Right, right. Yeah, I'll have to accumulate 1,500 hours. Yeah, looking forward to that. That's why my program's 4 to 5 years.
Oh my God, no. But that in itself, though, like to be part of this like new wave of research, especially in a field that is finally getting recognition, that's a huge like accomplishment, but also just intimidating. Like, we can be honest, that's a daunting thing to start, but also it's Maddie, so I believe in the dream.
I'm really excited for you to start your master's program, and I'll be in school a little longer than you, but we'll be around the same pace.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, by the time you're in maybe like your third year, I may have only even started like my first and or maybe even half of it, or who knows. The whole system is confusing, and it's so school dependent. Like, some make you work through the summer, some don't. Like, who knows? But
yeah, it's a lot. So, updates on the podcast. We are aiming to come back, obviously, if you haven't been able to tell by now. We're going to post a little less. We're going to post every other Friday instead of every Friday. And one, that's easier for us because we're working now. Like, things are different. It's not fun and games anymore. Like, we are in the real ass world. So that's hard. But we miss the podcast. We miss talking about the ideas that we're passionate about. I personally miss seeing Kimmy every week. So this just kind of worked out. So we'll be posting a little bit less. And we're also going to be capping the episodes at 15 to 30 minutes. We've had some episodes that are like hour and a half, like really long episodes. So we're going to keep it shorter just because, again, like, who has the attention span for, I mean, I was listening to one of our episodes and I was like, oh God, this is really long. I can't even pay attention.
We love digressions, but also I think it demonstrates how passionate we are and how the younger generation's attention span is just out the window.
Yeah, absolutely. So since we are coming up on 15 minutes, we're also not going to do the 1 minute wrap up. I mean, that was fun when it was, but it's over. It's dead. Yeah.
Don't even mention it to us anymore. We don't want to hear it. It's not coming back. You don't need it. Ideally, with shorter episodes, you obtained all of this instantly.
Yeah. And we've fumbled for finding a coin like every single episode. So it's just done.
It's easier this way. But also, we just have more to talk about. We're actually going to be able to speak about our own experiences and the things that we're applying in work with actual like hands-on experience versus we read this in a textbook and would love to tell you about it.
Yeah. And if you've noticed from our new icons on Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, we've changed our logo because we have changed. We are no longer undergraduates. I forget what term we settled on, but we technically are graduates. Google it. Like, it actually like does, you know, encapsulate the time between undergraduate and graduate school. So we are graduates. Yeah. So we're much more, well, maybe a little more qualified than we were.
Just a tiny twinge, but those are like the big changes that are coming. And we hope that you continue to join us for this. I think it'll be a smooth transition, but it will be different. And we acknowledge that. And we'll always take feedback if people ever supply it.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's it for our catch up, but we're just kind of glad to be back. And we really appreciate you if you do come and listen again. But we never introduced ourselves, but I'm Kimmy.
I am Maddie. And this is the Psychotic Break.
Oh my God, I don't know if you even said that, but thank you all. Goodbye.
Bye.